You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of the new trading week. With me is Greg Davies now, and this is the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, before we get on to matters market, I'm sitting here watching England versus Pakistan in the ICC Cricket World Cup. Just slightly depressed that the football season is over for 2.5 months. And cricket's great. I mean, I love cricket, always have loved cricket. It's my second after football and rugby a distant third. But it's still not quite the same, really.
Yes, yeah, I think it was such an exciting season we had in the Premier League. And then, the Champions League on Saturday night, a bit of a lull in excitement. I think the cricket will get more exciting towards the end. I think South African team have tried to find some cheaper flights back home. Like I was spotted on one of the websites looking for cheap tickets. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yes, they lost to England. They were thrashed by England, my team. Then they were beaten, not comfortably, but it was a close finish against Bangladesh, of all people. Bangladesh are really, really well accomplished side, actually, and they're growing in stature, and they beat South Africa. So I don't think you're going to be going into the knockout stages. Greg, this morning when we spoke, I was speaking enthusiastically in a sort of morbid way about the S&P being down nearly 20 points. It's now up about 5 points, an extraordinary turnaround again.
Yeah, not a real news flow, but yeah, we were watching that all day, the traders watching that, you know, negativity was sort of weighing on the market. And then the Dow opened probably 70, 80 points down. Got about an hour into trade and it went positive, pulled the S&P positive. So perhaps it's giving us a signal that, you know, the sellers are exhausted really now. And it's starting to form a bottom. Perhaps it was a buy the dip situation, but nothing fundamentally on the ground really changed.
Yeah, 27.50 is the key level. If it closes below there, apparently, then that's not a good sign. It's currently 27.54. That's the S&P 500. Let's put that into a South African context. Give us the indexes at the beginning of our interview so we can sort of form our conversation around that.
Yes, I mean, all mostly green, what I'm going to give you now. The banks up 1.6. Financials just over 1% better. Industrials up 0.84. Retailers have a solid day, up 1.56. Gold shares, as always with the excitement, up 3.6%. Platinum's up just over 1%. Resources up 0.55. That pushed the oil share up 1.14 to close at 56,286. That's a gain of 636 points. Turnover again, solid 19 billion. Yeah. So we're starting to see 19s to 20s. Quite regularly now.
Very good indeed, which is when it's a traditionally slow time for the Northern Hemisphere traders and investors who are a big part of JSE volume every day.
Yes, it's encouraging to see that the traders can continue. A couple of stories to trade on the back, but I was just looking at the most active shares on the JSE, and it's all the regular names. I see Standard Bank up there. But, the nice passes and so on.
We'll get to that. Let's have a look at Stock Exchange News announcements, Stock Exchange News Service announcements, rather. And there was something to do with a gentleman who made a fortune, lost a bit of it. His name is Christo Visa. What's the story there?
So there was a proposal where he's got some A shares in ShopRite, which are technically controlling shares. He wanted to be paid out for those and not have them really converted to ordinary ShopRite shares. Quite a big amount of money, but the thought in the market, they would have had to have a rights issue in order to pay that out. But the board have been approached by major shareholders, and that whole scheme, which was proposed by the Visa camp, has been put to one side, and the transaction will not go ahead. The share price up about 1%, 173.65. I mean, still well off its highs. I remember he did place some shares at about 208. When his Steinhoff's troubles first started sort of appearing, and very quickly the share price rallied back to 220. But a very different market this year, and ShopRite numbers, they're struggling like the rest of the SA economy.
Yeah. Following the announcement by ShopRite on the 18th of April relating to the company's consideration of a potential acquisition and cancellation of all the ShopRite Holdings deferred shares, the company has engaged extensively with its shareholders, holding over two-thirds of its issued ordinary share capital, excluding shares held by Tybalt Square Financial Services Property Limited, etc. As noted, it keeps on going on and on. The Shoprite Holdings Board and Management would like to thank shareholders for their ongoing input and regulators for their support. A circular together with the notice to convene a general meeting will therefore not be posted. Yeah.
Yeah. More or less saying thanks to shareholders for making a tough decision for us, and also making the best possible decision for the fellow shareholders.
Yeah. What is going to be the outcome of this? What harvest will be reaped from what we've just seen?
Yeah, Mr. Visa will be on the phone to his lawyers, his corporate advisors, and try and find another way to liquidate some of these positions without upsetting the Shoprite share price too much.
So he can't just ease it into the market. He can't phone up Greg Davies at Kratos Capital and say, listen, Greg, just sell 100,000 here and there whenever you think it's appropriate.
I would be the happiest man, and I'd honestly not breathe a word of it to anyone down at the pub. But yeah, it'd be wonderful brokerage to have. But yeah, I think it would be a situation where that line of stock will have to be placed. You sometimes see these big block trades going through. Perhaps a consortium of current shareholders get together and buy those shares. Very often, a big parcel of shares it would trade at a discount, just to avoid that endless selling of someone sort of tinkering away with 100,000 shares a day from now until Christmas.
Yeah, we'll keep you busy, though. Shareholders are advised that the company has entered into negotiations with its Black Economic Empowerment shareholder, Grand Parade Investments Limited. I'm talking about the Spur Corporation now, regarding a transaction involving the company's securities, which, if successfully concluded, may have a material effect on the price of Spur's securities. In other words, be cautious around here. So someone's getting out of something. Looks like Grand Parade getting out of Spur, or what?
Yes, something like that. I mean, of the two share prices, the Spurs share price was slightly up 0.5%, R22.21. It's also gone a little bit quiet, that share price. So people sort of walking away from that. But, you know, it's obviously once the negotiations get to a certain point, they have to notify the market.
Our friend Magda Wierzyczka is the CEO of the Signia Group. They came out with their results today. What happened?
Yeah, sort of one of the superstar fund managers of the market. The share price down 1.5%, closing at R9.94. It's been kind of in a range from the sort of high sort of 990s to the low sort of 10s, really. It did initially, upon listing, have a run to about 18 Rand. Yes. And then nothing specific to the company, but just the outlook for those type of companies changed quite a bit, and that's pushed the share price back. She certainly got her fan base. I speak to quite a few fund managers that are very, very strongly in her camp and saying she's going to be the one that's going to take on the Coronations and the other fund managers. Her way of doing the fees a lot lower than some of her competitors is how she's selling herself. And an excellent marketer and a very, very strong CEO.
Yeah, I think the gentleman you're talking about, I mean, he won't mind us saying this, Bruce Main from IV Asset Management, right? He loves Signia.
Yes, I wonder if it's gone up. Yeah, he might. Yeah, love is probably the correct word. He really is. You can't go for lunch with him without him hammering on about how great Signia is. And he's put quite a bit of his clients' money and his own personal money into it. And he watches that shareholder list and sends me enthusiastic notes until late into the night.
He's an enthusiastic person. Assets under management at Signia, $228.1 billion as of the 31st of March, and that's up 26.3%. So she's got fans in other places apart from Ivy as well. Revenue of $229.3 million, which is strange. It's very close to the assets under management, up 10.6%. Profit after tax, just 44.2 million, though. That's not a lot of money, up 19.5%. But it doesn't seem like a lot of money for all those billions that they're managing.
Yes, I think that's sort of the start of the situation. Just remember, it is relatively a small cap, 1.5 billion market cap. But I think, you know, people which are buying the stock are thinking, you know, the innovative products and so on. And that's what they're really aiming for.
Okay, would you buy this one, Greg?
Yeah, but Bruce is sort of getting inside my head a little bit, and he's making a very strong case. Look, you have to be a bull on South Africa overall. to be really keen on that one. But it's really so difficult to find good value, sort of small, medium cap stocks in the market at the moment. That's something I would definitely look at.
Okay. Any other stock exchange news service announcements that I'm missing here, Greg? Anything that came out since we spoke this morning on the opening?
Just scrolling back I suppose the most significant was the Spur and the Grand Parade. Sydney, obviously, we spoke about. ShopRite update. John, nothing really fresh.
Okay, let's have a look at the top five up and down on the JSE Securities Exchange. Actually, for the first time, the most viewed shares that since we've been speaking, and you were speaking about it the other day when DRD Gold went from 5 Rand to 50 Rand, I think it was in the early 2000s. It's one of the most viewed shares today. 12% of top views on ShareNet, up to 2 Rand 82, up 3.7%. The punter's favourite, Greg.
Yes, I mean, the gold shares, when they do light up, it's a magnificent thing to behold. Up 4% at Durban Deep, trading at 283. And that's a wonderful thing about the share net. It just captures where people's interest, where their imagination towards stocks is turning. You know, we've obviously had the obvious ones, the spawn off, because every punter's looking at that. Almost like a lotto ticket, but interesting to see the golds popping up on that list. Encouraging.
Yes, indeed. ShareNet is without doubt the most comprehensive and finest financial services website or financial website in South Africa. Let's have a look at the spot prices now. The Rand has astonished me today. It's up 0.75% to 14.48. British pound against the Rand, that's a dollar Rand, by the way. British pound against the Rand, 18.27. And the Euro Rand, 16.21, I wish. Euro dollar, exactly 1.12. It's a weak dollar that's boosting the Rand. It's around about 100 basis points we've seen from the low of last week for the Euro to the high today. Looking at the gold price, it's responding nicely. Gold price up 13 to $13.18 an ounce. The platinum price is $8.15, up $21 an ounce, up 2.75%. And the palladium price falling 15. Says that switch from palladium to platinum. Did the platinum stocks do anything today, or rather, I should say, the PGM stocks? Did they do anything?
Well, let's look at the index first. That was up 1%. But my other sort of favorite from last year was always Impala Platinum. That's up nearly 1%, 58 Rand 50. The recent high was around about 65, where it battled to break through that level, then had quite a comprehensive pullback to about 53 on this trade war. But it's slowly sneaking its way up to 58 Rand 80. That's a big favorite of Mr. John Bickard, one of my favorite sort of fund managers, because he's prepared to take some risks, but he's talking about prices north of 150 Rand for this one in the right environment.
Let's hope so. International markets, the Dow Jones having been nearly 200 points weaker in the pre-real market futures market, is now up around about, 45 to 50 points. S&P was down 20. It's now up 3.5. FTSE in London is up 0.25%. And the NASDAQ, that's the one, it's been hit by Alphabet shares. There's some sort of antitrust rule being mooted surrounding the Alphabet stable, which of course houses Google. So NASDAQ down around about 0.5% because of that Google story. Greg, and Mr. Trump was in Westminster Abbey today. I didn't think they let people like him into Westminster Abbey.
Yeah, it was just a wonderful picture to see, Mrs. Trump, Mr. Trump, and the Queen all standing there. It's really, honestly, something I would never have imagined as sort of pre-2016, but quite the sight there.
He's looking quite big, isn't he, Mr. Trump? I mean, he's quite wide these days.
He's a solid. He would definitely have played at probably number 8 if he was a rugby player.
He looks like that Mexican. He's got the same sort of physique as that Mexican boxer that beat Anthony Joshua over the weekend. I don't know if you saw him, but if you put him in a suit and shaved off his little goatee, it would look very similar in stature anyway to Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's a big fellow, but if you watch him moving, he looks overweight, but he certainly looks fit if that's possible.
Greg, let's have a look at the top five up and down on the JSE Securities Exchange today. And starting with, right at the top, Vivo, forget about that, Resilient, up 5.3%. Again, we've got the property sector making some headlines.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, in that whole group, and for me, that's all one big company, but they've broken it up into bits. You've got the Resilient, and the Fortress stable, as well as the Nepi Rock Castle. But did see some strength about 2 weeks ago in Resilient, and that was put down to script recall that's happened. But also all four, I think all of those counters were in the firing line of selling of that MSCI index, on Tuesday last week. And now that selling pressure has been pulled away. That's a good performance from Resilient. That's up 5%. Let me just look at the rest of the stable. I think it'd probably be a theme here. Nepi Rock Castle's also done better. It's up only slightly for the day, 123.20. The big one in the move last week was Fortress B. That closed today at 11.87. But in the closing auction on Tuesday last week, it did about 60 million shares at around 10.45. So if you'd had the courage to buy all of those, you'd be doing nicely.
Aspen up 4.25%, and on the news that the deal has gone through to Lactalis, I think it is, 102.21, the psychological 100 level being broken. Good solid performance, despite the fact we all knew it was going to go through.
Yes, we sort of sense announcements always keep reminding you. You always feel Mr. Sods was watching his phone for an SMS to say, millions of euros have landed in Aspen's account and you can go out shopping again.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be doing that, paying off the debtors, of course. Harmony and Anglo Gold also doing well today. On the downside, Imperial, we spoke about that this morning. It was down around about 7% at one stage. Imperial Logistics down 5.1%. Exaro down 2.2%. Into Prop on the property side. Is that a currency factor, do you think, Greg? Yeah, Into down 2%?
These London-facing property stocks just cannot find any love. It doesn't matter what stories come out of Brexit or the pound against the rand. It's just an unloved sector, down 2%, 16.53. I've got a few clients, unfortunately, in the other one, which is Capital & Counties, and it's holding on a little bit better, only down a quarter of a percent.
Massmart down nearly 2% and AECI down 1.6%. Greg, we're looking forward to, or rather, not looking forward, but we're eagerly awaiting, let's put it that way, the GDP number from South Africa, probably around about 2:30. What time does GDP come out? Do you know?
Yeah, it's normally around between 2 and 2:30. Following that Stats SA Twitter handle, I've got them on alert. I suppose exactly what we were saying this morning, it's going to be a horrible number. But we've got our excuses lined up about the load shedding and the elections and all sorts of things which happen that time of year. And don't worry, we can turn around in technical recession. But I've got a feeling of dread coming for tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I've got a feeling of dread for England against Pakistan as well, because Ben Stokes, our talisman, has gone for 13, just been caught behind off the spin bowling of Shoaib. So England 118 for 4. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg will be back tomorrow morning with the opening. And that podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.